This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in CEO's Roundtable at Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today. The CEO Roundtable will bring together industry leaders to discuss India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. During the Roundtable meeting, Mr. Modi will interact with CEOs from across the world. The three-day Semicon India 2025 conference was inaugurated by Mr. Modi at Yashobhumi in New Delhi yesterday. The conference is aimed at positioning India as a trusted partner in the global semiconductor supply chain. During the inauguration of Semicon India conference, the Prime Minister emphasized India's potential to become a significant player in the global semiconductor market, which is expected to surpass $1 trillion in the coming years.
भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर्स की सक्सेस स्टोरी किसी एक वर्टिकल तक, किसी एक टेक्नोलॉजी तक सीमित नहीं है। हम एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं, ऐसा इकोसिस्टम जिसमें डिजाइनिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, पैकेजिंग और हाईटेक डिवाइस यही भारत में उपलब्ध हो। हमारा सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन सिर्फ एक फैब या एक चिप निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं है। हम एक ऐसा सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं जो भारत को आत्मनिर्भर और ग्लोबली कॉम्पिटिटिव बनाए।
The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin today in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day address this year, highlighted how goods and services tax has benefited the nation. Mr. Modi had underscored the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will bring relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
The Election Commission has issued a notice to Congress leader Pawan Khera for holding electoral registrations in more than one constituency. Electoral Registration Officer of New Delhi constituency has asked Pawan Khera to submit his reply by 11 a.m. on 8th of this month. The notice has been served for having his name as a voter in New Delhi and Jangpura Assembly constituencies. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. These include blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions and medical consumables. The minister said India will continue to monitor the ground situation and send more humanitarian aid over the coming days. In chess, 2025 World Junior Champion Pranav Venkatesh achieved a resounding victory over Grandmaster Alan Pichot of Spain to secure the title at the Fujairah Global Superstars Tournament in UAE. Heavy rains continued across several parts of North India, causing landslides and disrupting normal life in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. The government is actively involved in relief and rehabilitation efforts, with rescue operations underway in affected regions. In Jammu and Kashmir, incessant rainfall has led to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. In Himachal Pradesh, the spell of monsoon rain continues. Our correspondent reports that the Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in districts of Chamba, Kangra and Kullu over the next 24 hours. Punjab continues to battle severe flooding, with heavy rains and overflowing rivers worsening the crisis. 12 districts are severely affected, with 29 people killed and hundreds of acres of farmland inundated. And that is the end of this news bulletin.